Rick Jensen, live and local. The entire WDL news team is out here for you. They're on the streets and they're on the roads, and they're taking care of the business to get you the information you need. On the phone is Governor John Carney.
Good to be with you, Rick. Well, maybe it'd be good just to set the table by describing the situation on the ground. First of all, it's getting worse. We have now 90 positive cases, and we know that it's even worse than that because tests are in the process of being determined. They're in the lab, so there's people have been tested. We don't have the results back. Plus, we haven't done the kind of extensive testing that you would want to know, so to know exactly where you are. So there are a lot more people that are positive out there than we know based on the numbers. Our hospitalization rate, we know what that is, and so that's we don't have an overwhelming number right now. But if the spread increases, and it will increase exponentially, meaning that it'll multiply up quickly, and so we can go from 90 to over 1,000 or 3,000, you know, pretty quickly based on the infection rate. And so the focus is on getting people to stay at home, to practice social distancing, meaning keep a space between you and anybody else when you're out in the public doing essential activities. And it is limited to essential activities. And businesses that are still open that are deemed essential, you know, we need to practice that social distancing. If we do all those things, then we can protect what is my biggest concern, what they're experiencing in New York, the situation where the situation is worse, where they have limited hospital capacity, limited ventilators for those that are sick, and they're going to be facing down some very difficult decisions. I don't want to get there, and the way to prevent or to stretch it out is to practice social distancing up front and to make sure people stay at home who need to be at home.
I've gone over your list extensively, and I think most people agree. You know, yes, the grocery stores need to stay open, pharmacies. We need to keep construction going, the building, repairing of people's homes, things like that, where people can do that outside with minimal contact. Absolutely. And I'm wondering, because the stay-at-home orders, I know you're trying to control the infection rate, as you just said. They seem to be designed to give the government time to produce treatments and a vaccine because the virus itself can't be stopped. We can't stay at home forever either. So what are you being told about this from either the federal government or health officials?
Yeah, what health officials say, you're right about the stopping the virus and so the question is, how many additional people does one person who's positive transmit it to, right? So the general rule has been each person on average transfers it to five. Well, think about that as an exponential function. So five gives you 25, and 25 then you go up to 125, and then 125 goes to 625. And then 625 goes up to 3,125 or something like that. So it accelerates dramatically based on, unless you reduce that infection rate of five to say two or one. And the whole goal is to preserve your hospital capacity to treat those who are most vulnerable. And as it turns out, those are folks with compromised health conditions, with cardiovascular disease and lung disease and our senior citizens. So my mom, who's 89 years old, living by herself, very healthy, your moms, your dads, your grandmoms, your grandpops, your aunts, your uncles who are in this category, those are the folks that we're talking about and ultimately could find themselves in the hospital needing critical care. And that's what that kind of capacity is what we want to preserve, and the way to do it is to stop it on the front end, and that's why all the focus on social distancing, that's why the focus at stay at home, that's why the focus on pain up front to extend the duration or
No, I understand. Yeah, I understand, Governor. I'm just wondering if they're also talking about, look, because of hospital capacity, as you're talking about, we need to do this in a couple of steps. And now as a short-term step, knowing the virus was not going to simply go away, to buy time for a vaccine. Have you heard any of that from the people you're talking to in any of the health organizations?
No, the health organizations are pretty focused on their resources, and the hospitals have been great. I just got off the phone with Dr. Janice Nevin at Christiana Care. They have been moving people out of the hospitals who don't need to be there. They've put off certain elective surgeries to, again, open up capacity. They're making sure that their healthcare professionals have protective gear. So, you know, we can't afford for those individuals. So they're focused on the here and now.
Absolutely.
Not so much on vaccines and treatments.
But I'm wondering, if I may, I'm wondering you as governor, as governor, you have a 30,000-foot view in addition to that and the people you're talking to. And I'm also wondering if you can address this to listeners, because they are wondering, gosh, with these orders and with you saying it can go 5, 25 to 100 people, things like that, do people have any reason to be concerned that the National Guard's being activated to actually keep them in their homes? Are we going to see National Guard coming down in our streets saying stay at home? I mean, do you envision that happening at all?
No, I don't envision that, frankly, given where we are. I have every confidence in the people of Delaware, the people that I work for, that they will ultimately do the right thing and stay at home. You know, we don't want them to completely stay at home. They can go out and get exercise if onesies, twosies. Like this morning, I was up at Mount Pleasant High School at the track walking. There were two or three other people there. We want them to do that. They just can't be out in crowds and brushing shoulders with folks. That's the kind of thing that we're trying to prevent. So, no, I don't expect the National Guard to be out there enforcing this. The National Guard is going to be is on alert to stand up a mobile hospital if need be, if we run out of rooms and space in our hospital, to take some of the folks that are less critically ill out of the hospital so that we can treat those who are more critically ill and need the ICU expertise and the material there in the ICUs.
Yeah, no, I've been reading from some people who are experts in pandemics. They've studied this all their lives. It's what they do, saying, well, there needs to come a time because of the economy when younger people who are not going to be so, well, fatally afflicted would go out, do work, do jobs, and until there is a vaccine, then it's the older folks, those who are compromised, would stay at home. Is that a model that you could embrace? I'm not saying you're going to or should, but is it one that you could possibly embrace?
Well, we need to have people that just about everybody right now on our team is focused on the here and now, the day-to-day, and the interaction with Delawareans and Delaware businesses to keep as much economic activity going without compromising the health and wellness. First and foremost, the health of Delawareans and protection from this virus and to reduce the spread. But at the same time, we got to be thinking about just the things that you're talking about. What's the new normal? How do we operate under conditions where there might be some virus around, but it's not spreading like it is now? Or, you know, I don't even know that scenario. And the scenario where however many weeks or months from now, when we come out of this, that we really start to accelerate and get people back to work as quickly as possible, get economic activity going again. What are the things that we can do to help accelerate that process, put people back to work?
Absolutely. The other question, I got to get back to this first question. I want to come back to this because it is one people are asking, but they hear stories about people being pulled over in other states. Do you foresee police pulling people over and asking why they're out?
Yeah, I don't see that happening. I think we'll obviously have people out looking at gatherings where, you know, they're more than, you know, people aren't practicing social distancing just to say, hey, you know, you got to break up this group or you shouldn't be here kind of thing. You know, just more in a community spirited kind of way, as opposed to a law enforcement kind of way. That's what I envision here in Delaware. You know, we do need to get the message out. We do need to remind people that they need to practice social distancing. And of course, we've taken a lot of those opportunities away by closing beaches, bars, restaurants, certain non-essential businesses, and limiting activity in parks that go to those group activities, and really focusing on trying to keep people, allowing people to get outside.
Yes, I know. And let me jump in here, Governor. Let me jump in here and say that from me personally, as well as other listeners, God bless you and thank you for getting angry at people on the beaches who are not social distancing and said, you know what, if you people keep doing this, we're going to shut down the beach. And you did it. And that's why I'm asking these other questions, too, because it's a tough job you got. And I do believe you're doing the very best you can in this situation. I just wanted to say that. And
yeah,
so that's why I asked these other
that.
Questions, too. Yeah.
I appreciate that, and I was upset about it, frankly. I mean, it was a beautiful day last Friday that it happened. It was, you know, 80 degrees, and, you know, but people just were completely oblivious to kind of the situation, and, you know, it is a very, very serious situation, so we had to take that action. And believe me, let me tell you, I heard from my constituents, the people I work for down in Sussex County, that they saw this as well. Same thing happened with the bars and restaurants the weekend before that, leading up to St. Patrick's Day. You know, I'll forever be known as the governor who canceled St. Patrick's Day. But, you know, we have
no,
to
you're
do...
not the one that did it. No, the virus did it. I'm looking at my clock. I'm going like I got 90 seconds to keep my promise here. So the Delaware primary, according to the New York Times, there's no provision in state law to postpone the April 28th primary. What are you going to do? Are you looking at that?
Yeah, we are looking carefully at that. You know, my guess is that we'll probably have to postpone or push off the primary. I don't know that an exact decision has been made on that. One of the things that's happened, we tightened down the perimeter of our voting system so as to disallow people from coming in from the outside on the internet. Well, that makes it impossible for people to vote on in our current system remotely. So we've got to figure out a way to do that with maybe no excuse absent balloting, that kind of thing. But that's still something that's in progress.
Is your office doing anything to help get at least some virtual learning for Delaware's poorest school districts?
Yeah, I've been really focused on that effort. You know, the school districts did a really good job of switching over to their summer feeding program and the stop and grab lunches that they did for so many children who rely on school lunches for their nutrition. And I've also encouraged them to do the same and really be creative. I have heard some really creative things with respect to keeping the children reading and learning and with math assignments. It is most difficult, as you say, for families that don't have internet access. But I have confidence that our teachers and educators can come up with creative ways to do that. And I have been encouraging them to do that in the strongest terms. You know, you just can't afford when you're in third grade or fourth grade to lose 6 months of school. It's just,
yeah,
you know,
how do you get that back? True enough. All right. Governor John Carney, now let me do for you something that people in my business hardly ever do. What's your big message? What do you want to say to the folks in Delaware?
Yeah, so my message is, look, we all need to do our part. We need to stay home, practice social distancing, think about others. You know, your actions affect others and their actions affect you. If we all do the things that are necessary, we can slow the spread and ultimately get through this thing, but we need to pull together and do the right thing.
So do you have Purell?
No, I want some of that. I want some of that dogfish head.
Yeah, right. Come on, you're the governor. You can get that stuff, right?
I think you know, and we are seeing some really creative things here with the dogfish head. You know, hand sanitizer. I understand there are other groups that are selling and manufacturing protective masks and that type of thing. And you know, necessity is the mother of invention, and I think people are really pulling together, and you're seeing some of that happening here in our state. We've got the potential for something really big with respect to ventilators, which I hope happens with one of our companies and with some of the ventilators that we have in the warehouse. And so, you know, I really see some amazing activity going out there, particularly with our first responders, our EMTs, and our healthcare professionals really stepping up, and you know they're on the front lines every day. They're treating the people who are getting sick, and we need to really tip our hats to them and thank them for what they're doing.
Yeah, we do. I had Captain Lugerman on from Newcastle County and just talking about what they're going to do. Governor Carney, thank you. And please know this and take this with you. It is so important for you to keep communicating with WDEL through the news department, my show, and thank you so much. I appreciate that because people need to hear from you.
Thank you, Rick. It's good to be with you, and thank you for the opportunity to communicate with the people I work for.
Yeah, there you go. Well said.